85.
It's 2009, the Alex Star Morning Show, B97, the IU Olympic Spotlight, powered by Bradford Place, with Meg O'Connell and Mutsat Mutembwa. And Meg, you have class at 9 o'clock, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You got to get going pretty soon, then.
Yeah, it's all right.
You seem so excited for a biology class.
Yeah, not too exciting.
Is that what you're majoring in?
Exercise science, pre-physical therapy.
Okay, and you're a junior?
Senior.
Josh, you were a senior last year. What advice do you have for Meg?
Stay in school as long as possible. You get out here and you get all these responsibilities. It's not all it's cracked up to be. I liked when I could be irresponsible and maybe sleep through class once in a while and forget to do your homework. It was okay, but you can't forget to pay those bills that'll start coming now, and it's not near as fun.
Mucha, what year are you and what are you studying?
Mathematics and economics.
And what year are you?
I'm a junior.
Junior, so 2 years. My sister and brother-in-law are both high school math teachers. My dad was one for 35 years.
No, not teaching.
Not teaching. Okay. Yeah. What do you want to do?
Maybe financial economy.
Alan Greenspan, move on over.
Of course.
Mutsat Mutembwa, here we come. And you guys listen to B97 on a regular basis, right?
Yes, we do.
So what were you envisioning Josh and myself to look like?
Well, Josh, maybe, you know, he got such a unique voice, so I was thinking a unique face. And, you know, I don't know, actually.
Meg, how about yourself?
I really didn't have a clear picture of you, but a lot of what I expected.
Okay. 6'6", pure muscle. We can always see the photos at WBWB.com. In the top middle portion, click on the IU Olympic Spotlight link, and you can see photos direct linked to your page of IUHoosiers.com when your matches are this Friday. That's 3 o'clock, first Michigan State, Spartans going down. Then Saturday, 1 o'clock, it's free, bring your family. And Chippewas of Central Michigan don't have a chance.
Of course.
That's what we're talking. Plus, later on today, I think you'll be able to hear this conversation on the website. So your parents and your friends can hear it. So what advice do you have for Josh and myself as we go to the field hockey course today? Am I doing obstacle course versus you? Is that it?
We'll probably have you dribble through some cones, maybe shoot on goal. It's a lot trickier than it looks, okay. So just keep your eye on the ball and keep your feet moving.
So that's it. Just keep looking at the ball and keep your feet moving. We're good to go.
Yeah.
Okay. So I like to play golf, and I like to use my pitching wedge and chip it. Is it the same motion? Just hit down on it and it goes up?
Don't hit down on it because you could hurt yourself.
Okay.
But just hit through, you know.
Oh, because it's AstroTurf.
Of course.
So I'm not going to take a divot.
No.
So I shouldn't hit down on it like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And Meg, what advice do you have for Josh, who's going to be who's going to be goalie?
Good luck, because we all have pretty hard shots.
Josh, are you ready?
You know, I figured out that if I get wide enough, the goal's not super wide, so I can cover a lot of it, I feel like. So I'm just going to close my eyes and hope the ball hits me and not go in the goal.
Okay, and you can check that out. We'll be at the field hockey obstacle course. I'll be dribbling through the cones at 5 o'clock right next to Armstrong Stadium. From IU Field Hockey, Meg O'Connell, Mutsat Mutembwa, good luck this Friday and Saturday. We'll be at the matches, and we'll see you this afternoon. And Josh and I have been training hard. We are ready. We're fired up.
Thank you.
That is the IU Olympic Spotlight, powered by Bradford Place on B97.
As the glory of summer...